Well, Arvo Pärt left us a little hanging there with the final chord. That's a wonderful work called The Estonian Lullaby. Classic Arvo Pärt and the Estonian master there. We often feature other works of Arvo Pärt on our show as well. Spiegel and Spiegel comes to mind. And that is a work that will be played on September 15th, Annesley United Church. And I have the wonderful Estonian Canadian conductor, Norman Reintam, with us right here in the Collingwood studio to tell us all about it. Welcome, Norman.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Great to have you pop in. You are conductor, pianist, organist, artistic director of the Georgian Bay Concert Choir, and also performing with the Trio Estonia in Markdale Tuesday, September 15th. We are super excited. You're bringing together musicians from Canada and Estonia for a program that stretches from Debussy to Arvo Pärt, the musician we just heard there. So tell us a little bit about Trio Estonia. What can we expect on September 15th?
Trio Estonia was originally formed in Estonia, and we were a collective that brought Estonian music to the diaspora and also to Canadian audiences. And it was originally formed with three of us in Estonia.
In Estonia. So you lived there for some time.
I lived there for 12 years, worked at the National Opera in Estonia.
Wow.
And was a senior staff conductor there.
Okay.
And it was a really enjoyable experience. And actually, right through the fall of the Soviet Empire. And I saw all of that at the time.
Wow.
And it was very neat. And then I moved back to Canada to take up work with the National Ballet and with the Cathedral Bluff Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
And I wanted my friends to come over to Canada, so we did a number of tours here in Canada with Trio Estonia. And this time around, one of my friends cannot make it, so I have invited a very good friend of mine who used to be the concertmaster for the Cathedral Bluff Symphony Orchestra and worked in Europe for many years.
Okay.
Her name is Vera Sherwood,
okay,
and she's going to be taking over as the violinist for Trio Estonia.
Got it.
So she's going to be an honorary Estonian for this concert.
Honorary.
Yeah.
We like that. And you have Are Tamesalu,
yes,
on cello,
yep,
prominent Estonian chamber, mm-hmm, musician, also a founding member of Tobias String Quartet. Mm-hmm. And you, Norman, will you be on piano or organ? I know you excel at both.
I'm going to be on both, actually.
At the same time.
Well, that'll be difficult. Well, with MIDI these days, you never know.
You never know who's doing what. Right.
But Annesley has an historic instrument, as an organ instrument,
right,
there. And I thought it would be nice to play the wonderful grand piano that they had donated to the facility there, and also show off the organ a little bit too.
Terrific. Yeah.
So,
and that's at Annesley United Church,
correct,
in Markdale, which has great acoustics, I hear, as well.
Fabulous acoustics.
Right.
And it is, at the same time, it is a liturgical facility.
Right.
But they've understood that liturgy and arts can go together at the same
time. Isn't that beautiful harmony when they come together?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And they have beautiful stained glass, and it's a wonderful setting for chamber music. And so there's a nice harmonization there.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you're bringing alongside Arvo Pärt, I think you said Spiegel and Spiegel, mm-hmm, on the program,
yep,
and Debussy, the piano trio,
yes,
which we'll hear in just,
yes,
a few short moments, and also a Canadian composer. Tell us about
Dorothy Duval.
Dorothy Duval.
A fabulous person. And Dorothy and I actually knew each other from our conservatory days in London, England.
Okay.
That she happened to be the librarian, or one of the librarians at the Royal College of Music while I was studying conducting with Sir David Wilcox.
Oh,
and
nice connection there.
And we found out about this many years later. So we got to know each other in Hamilton, Ontario,
yeah,
through her daughter, who is a fine violin player. And just a few years ago, I asked her, would you be interested in writing something for us? And because I knew that she was transitioning out of teaching at York University.
Okay.
And she was, I believe, the head of graduate studies for the music department.
Right. So tell us a little bit about the work she wrote for you.
And she wrote a wonderful piece based on Estonian folk tunes for organ and cello.
Wow.
And so we did the premiere a couple of years ago,
yep,
and it hasn't really been played in this area. So we thought, let's
perfect,
resurrect it again.
And what's the music like?
It's dances. It's Estonian
dances. Oh, yes. The folk dances,
absolutely,
the origin of the music. Yes. Interesting. So she gave her unique twist and not being Estonian.
Yes, exactly.
Interesting.
Dorothy is, as we talked about, as Canadian as Canadian.
Canadian, I love
can
that.
And,
aren't we all? Okay. So this concert is Annesley United Church. That's the location. Mm-hmm. September 15th, Trio Estonia. We have Norman on piano and organ, Viera Sherwood on violin, Ara Tamisalu on cello, and this remarkable program, Debussy, Arvo Pärt, and Canadian composer Dorothy Duval. And the admission is pay as you can at the door. So
we thought that pay as you can, because we just want people to come into the facility, enjoy the facility, and understand that that facility is there in Markdale for this for the Grey County area.
Okay.
And just come on in and enjoy the music.
Enjoy the music. And you can find out more information on the website, georgianbayconcertchoir.org. That's georgianbayconcertchoir.org. It has all the details of this upcoming show, September 15th, with Trio Estonia. Now tell us a little bit about your other gig,
yes,
the Georgian Bay Concert Choir. What else is happening?
I'm the conductor for the Georgian Bay Concert Choir. Fabulous group of people.
Yep.
Come and enjoy making music and have some fun. We're going to be doing two Magnificats at the end of November, one by Per Golesi. Well, not really, because it was actually by a composer by the name of Durante, not Jimmy.
Per Golesi always gets mixed up. Stravinsky also thought it was Per Golesi.
And another Magnificat by a composer by name of Berti.
Uh-huh.
And we have the wonderful Ryan Hoffman coming and joining us for some solo work from Toronto.
And when are these concerts taking place?
So
it's all up on the website, of course.
It's at the end of November, I believe.
Okay.
November 28th, if I'm not mistaken. At
That's right, Georgian Shores United Church.
Exactly.
Okay. That's the Magnificats. Yep. And then May 1st, 2027,
you have... We're doing Great Opera Choruses number 2.
Bigger than ever.
Yes,
Norman.
That's right.
What are you planning to throw into the choir this time?
Well, we're going to do some Carmen, obviously. We're going to do the Humming Chorus. And I'm going to try to find a few things that people don't really hear very much, but then as soon as they hear it, they go,
I know that.
So,
sounds like jukebox
eureka
moments.
So,
we have a lot of those.
So we'll get people, we'll get you to phone in to the concert.
Okay. May 1st, let me write it down. Well, terrific. Norman, thank you for catching up with us here. It sounds like a terrific, both upcoming choir season up ahead and a great concert for Trio Estonia. Very interesting. Once again, that is Tuesday, September 15th, 7:30 p.m. in Markdale, Ontario. That is the Annesley United Church. You can pay what you can right at the door, whatever you feel at the moment. And that is the information. Once again, for the website is georgianbayconcertchoir.org. Any closing thoughts? Norman, why should we go?
Just come and enjoy the
just
music.
Just come and enjoy.
And just have a good time in the evening.
Wonderful. Well, let's do that. In the meantime, here is the opening movement of Claude Debussy's Piano Trio in G.